Over the past 5 years, American tobacco farmers have seen demand for their crop go down by about 50%. That's because of a drop in smoking and because cigarette companies are importing more of their tobacco from overseas. North Carolina, the nation's leading tobacco-producing state, has begun an ambitious program that helps farmers diversify into other agricultural products and helps tobacco workers find new careers. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports from Raleigh.
For North Carolina tobacco farmers struggling with falling prices and falling demand for their crop, researcher Jean-Marie Luganbuhl thinks he has a solution. Luganbuhl works in the College of Agriculture at North Carolina State University, and on this pasture near campus, he's breeding goats that can be slaughtered for their meat.
Come on.
Yeah. Show me your face here.
As Luganbuhl looks over one of the newly born kids, he talks of the potential that goats have to become a lucrative new product for North Carolina farmers. Goat meat, he says, is a dietary staple in Latin America as well as parts of Africa and Asia. He says there are few meat goats in the United States, creating an opportunity for farmers looking to diversify.
Goats could become one of the alternatives to tobacco. We have an untapped market in North Carolina. We have all these ethnic groups and ethnic population, and all of these people used to eat goat meat. In fact, 95% of the world population eat goat meat.
Luganbuhl is investigating feeding methods and breeding techniques that could lead to large-scale goat farming in North Carolina. His work is partially funded by a state organization called the Golden Leaf Foundation, a group that plans to spend more than $100 million over the next 2 decades to wean North Carolina from its economic dependence on tobacco. The money will come from a $2 billion endowment, part of North Carolina's share of the 1998 legal settlement between cigarette companies and state governments. Foundation President Valeria Lee says the group so far has handed out $5 million for programs to bring alternative crops to the farm and alternative careers to farmers.
We are really looking at what can be done now to give a future for farmers or those who have been in farming. And we don't say that future has to be in farming. It may be actually in industry, or it may be in some small business enterprise. But we are looking to come forward with more options.
The foundation began its first round of 39 projects in December. Studies are now underway to examine the potential of raising not only goats, but also soybeans for tofu production, hot peppers for deer repellent, and a plant called kenaf that's used to make cloth and paper. The foundation also is funding truck driver training for tobacco farmers or factory workers who want to change careers. It's sponsoring teacher training to improve rural schools, and even has a program to computerize small-town libraries. Lee says it's part of a broad effort to replace the $800 million a year that tobacco brings into North Carolina.
I mean, there's no way that we can disassociate the tobacco economy from a whole community. They are interrelated, and as the revenues decline, we know that it's going to affect everything from schools to health services.
So far, the foundation's projects have had mixed results. In one small town, about 100 displaced tobacco workers have expressed interest in a job retraining program. But a similar initiative in another rural community was canceled for lack of interest, and the truck driver training classes so far have attracted just one farmer. The head of the North Carolina Tobacco Growers Association, Graham Boyd, says many farmers are skeptical about the foundation's work, both the job retraining and the alternative crop research. He says many see it as an attempt by the state to push them out of the tobacco business.
Farmers resent that a little bit. Many of them have a tremendous capital investment tied into being able to produce a quality tobacco crop. It's a legitimate commodity for us to be in the business of producing. Don't try to dismantle these farms. Let's not give up on the tobacco family farm. These are small businesses that we should support.
Boyd says many farmers would prefer the foundation spend its money on programs to increase tobacco exports and raise demand for the crop. He doubts meat goats and other alternative products will ever catch on among North Carolina growers. But Valeria Lee, the foundation president, is more optimistic. She concedes not all of the organization's programs will succeed and says there's still a role for tobacco in North Carolina's future. But she's also confident that the foundation's $2 billion will bring new crops and new jobs to rural communities within 10 years. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Raleigh, North Carolina.